I am positive that Beyonce is goddess supreme, diva extraordinaire, one of the best voices of our time.
I'm neutral.
I'm Lamont, and my body is a work in progress.
And I'm Leia. My body is more like one of those fixer-upper houses from HGTV.
And you're tuning into
the Lamont and Leia podcast.
Hey, so if you've tuned in to season one Lamont and Leia podcast, you notice that we did episodes every single week. Mm-hmm. This season, we're starting off with just two. We're going to see how that goes. And if we like it, we're going to continue it. So this is the second episode of season two. And we're also starting this like new notable national holiday thing. Mm-hmm. So February 21 is President's Day. Did you guys know that February 22 is National California Day?
West Coast, Best Coast.
And my favorite holiday, February 28th, because it's Leia's birthday! Woo! How old are you going to be this year, Leia?
29.
Oh, nice! Let's do a cheers!
Okay. I don't know how we're going to do this, but okay.
What can I say? Okay, I'm going to steal this. I've heard drag queens do this. Actually, my best friend do this.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue, I'm messing this up. Totally messing this up. I don't know. Here's to you, Leia. Cheers.
All right, cheers.
So, Leia, what are we talking about today?
So if you tuned in to our last episode, we had a great conversation about body image, what it is, how we can work towards having a better positive body image of ourselves. And we slightly touched on the ideas of body positivity. And also, we actually hit body neutrality, which is not something that people know too much about. So this week, we're going to be explaining what those two things are, how they're different, how to do them, I guess. So it's like a continuation of last week's episode. Or the last episode we just did.
Sounds good to me.
Awesome. And it's just us today, Lamont, so yeah. I guess we can go ahead and just get started.
Jump right in.
All right, let's do this. Dive off with you. Let's start with body positivity. Like, what is it?
All right. Body positivity is being positive about one's body. That's what I would think. I would think that's like the simplest like definition.
Mm-hmm. So one that we found online, I'm assuming, is body positivity is a social movement that centers on marginalized bodies and emphasizes that all bodies are deserving of respect.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
I agree.
I don't feel like picking up my cup. Keyword marginalized. We'll touch on that later. Marginalized being something that's not standard, something that's not standard
typical. Or ideal, or not the desired, the desired object of my fashion, obsession or whatever.
Or whatever, yeah. we'll touch on that keyword marginalized in a little bit. But yeah, so it's like kind of just to sum it up in a concise sentence. Body positivity is saying, I have a body and I love it. Lamont has a body. He loves it. I love it. I love my body. You love your body. Body positivity. It's all good.
Not only do we love our bodies, but we have significant others that love our bodies too.
But yeah, that's body positivity. And so we were talking about body image last week, and having a positive body image, just thinking positively about your body, doesn't mean your body positive, but it's like they're related, but not the same.
Yeah. So having a body image does not necessarily mean you're positive, right? Mm-hmm. Because body positive people embrace all bodies. They are okay with all bodies. They help people to respect all bodies. That's really what body positivity is. That's really what this movement is about. So you can be body positive and be like, oh, I like my body. I love my body. My body's great. But still make other people feel bad or not worthy of their bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's where we cut back into that word marginalized. So, like, the ideal definition is that all bodies are great bodies and we love them. But even just using the word marginalized kind of is giving, like feeding that fire of, like, oh, a bigger body is not ideal. Oh, a super skinny body is not ideal. But this, like, really thin but yet somehow voluptuous, that's ideal. So they don't need body positivity. It's just the fat people and the skinny people.
it can be thoughts like that. Yeah.
Yeah, or the differently abled people, you know, like just stuff like that. That's why I'm not keen on using the word marginalized in there, because again, that's just kind of like hyper focusing on that there are bodies that are not good, but the whole movement is about bodies being good.
Yeah. All bodies.
Yeah. So a lot of people, so let me just ask you, Lamont, is body positivity a plus size thing?
No, it's not, because there are, we talked about this in the last episode, Leia, are thin people who want to gain weight, who think horribly about their body. Yeah, other people are like, oh, they're thin, they're fine, they're like, whatever. But, it's not really a big versus small thing. It's an inclusion thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. But like, so why do we need body positivity? Like, what's the point?
Yeah, well, I think we're poisoned so much by media and social media on what to eat, how to look, how to be impressive in our bodies. There's so much focus on that. We are polluted, like, with messages all the time, every day, 24 hours. And I think we need a new way of thinking, a new way of, a new way of thinking, a new way of being, where we're focused more on health and not so much on how a person should look to feel sexy, to feel wanted or desired or adequate.
Yeah, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. Like, I was going to point out, like, the mental health aspect. You know, you feel good about yourself, then maybe it will relay into other aspects of your life.
Absolutely. Because when we do feel good about ourselves, we're able to share that with others. Mm-hmm. How, like, think about this. If you're listening or watching, think about this. How have other people negatively talked about their own bodies, or maybe not their own bodies, but your body, and made you feel crappy, and either they pass that on to you or you pass it on to other people? Mm-hmm. You know? So if we were to start, if everyone start to be body positive and we feel good about ourselves, we can help others feel good about themselves.
Mm-hmm. I also think that we need something like body positivity, possibly, for trying to urge societal change on how people are treated. And I think this is where it starts to get a little in, like, the gray area for me personally. Because a lot of the things, reasons why people say we need body positivity is very kind of, like, fat-centric. Like, it's very kind of, like, and I'm not saying that these things are bad things. Like, for example, reclaiming the word fat, it's just a description. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just how someone looks. Right.
It really matters on how people are using it or saying it, right?
And then also the idea of wanting to see bigger people in, like, campaigns and movies and acting, etc., or even trying to get rid of, like, skinny privilege, like people who are thin getting, you know, like, picked first or whatnot. So while I think all three of those things are good, positive things that should happen and whatever, I think that's where body positivity movement is kind of, like, lacking, because it says it's supposed to be for everyone, but really it focuses on larger people, which, again, I'm not saying that any of those things are wrong. I'm just saying, like, it's kind of hard to lean towards body positivity when it just focuses on larger people.
Right. Because then it becomes, it's their issue, not ours.
Yeah. And it still holds up to that idea that there is a good body type versus a bad body type. And usually it leads back to, well, the good and ideal that everyone wants is thin. And
or fit or muscular.
Yeah. For, like, on the male aspect, like, fit and muscular for women, usually just small and thin with big booties.
Yeah, and boobies. Oh, well, no, some men like small boobies. But anyways, like that hourglass figure. Like, I think a lot of people are trying to get that tiny waist, curvy hip thing.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of leads into something I wanted to say. Like, I guess a lot of people would assume that I would be pro body positivity movement, but I personally am not. Okay. I think there's a lot of like dark sides to a lot of the things that the body positivity movement brings about. And I need to preface this because I don't want anyone listening thinking, like, oh, Leia's, like, fat phobic and she must hate herself because she's also fat. It's not that. There's just a lot of, like, shaming that I've seen in the body positivity community from all sides. Okay. I feel like it becomes very, like, this is a fat people only club. And, like, because you'll see thinner people trying to participate, not trying to, like, take over the conversation or whatever. They're trying to participate by showing off their thinner body and being like, I love my body. And people will go, well, you're ideal, so you don't count.
So the idea is, like, if we were doing body positivity, like we're super supportive and we're glad you love your body.
So that's like the ideal situation, because that's what I've been told it's supposed to be. But I see a lot of people making it kind of like a big person only club, and thinner people don't exist in that space. And some might argue with me saying that, like, well, thin people exist everywhere. It's their space because, you know, skinny privilege and everything. So, you see what I mean? Like, it's very kind of like, it's one thing, but then it can't be another thing, but it has to be the other thing.
Gotcha. I gotcha. I'm following.
Another issue that I've seen with it, is that there's a lot of shaming for those that want to lose weight within the community. For example, is someone we talked about in our last episode, which is Adele. Mm-hmm. And you did not shame her. I'm just going to point that out. You did not shame her, but you did bring up some points that a lot of people who have shamed her brought up. And like, well, I liked her big. I thought mm-hmm. she was beautiful big. I thought she was an inspiration as big. But that's kind of like, you know, she lost weight because she wanted to lose weight. You know, she loves the way she looks. She's feeling herself. I think I read somewhere that it was a health thing. But okay. I'm not going to be 100% on that because I can't remember what the article was. But, like, that was her choice, and she wants that. But there's a lot of people who have just been like, nah, I'm done with her. She's fat-phobic now.
What? Yeah. I haven't heard that. That's ridiculous. Adele's not fat-phobic. One. And two, like, that's crazy. And, like, let's look at some other people. Like, Rebel Wilson, she's looking great today. Mm-hmm. She wanted to lose the weight, you know? Mm-hmm. J-Hud wanted to lose the weight, and she did. Mm-hmm. And again, like, I still admire all of these people mm-hmm. Because they've done really good work, and they continue to do really good work for other people. And, yeah, I'm a little sad that they lost the weight because they were, and they still are an inspiration for me. But for other like bigger people, they might feel disappointed or let down. And like, I don't feel let down. I'm just like, there's less representation, right? Mm-hmm. That's where I'm kind of like, oh, we need that representation. But there are other people, so it's all good. Like I said in the other episode, people need to be free to do what they want. Yeah. What makes them feel good, what makes them feel healthy, whatever goals that they have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I actually have a friend who... Are we friends? I like to think we're still friends, but he don't talk to me no more. I have a friend. He is an influencer. And I guess he was posting that he was going to the gym or something.
Okay.
And he preferenced it like, going to the gym, don't want to get skinny, just, you know, I want to stay healthy and fit because I don't do anything all day. So okay. I need to put some movement. And that is, you know, that is like health 101 basics. Like, you need to have some type of movement. You have to move your muscles. You have to get your blood pumping, whether it's working out or it's, you know, taking a walk or going to the grocery store, you know, like you have to move physically for your body to function. And I guess he posted that and he got a lot of hate from people saying like, oh, I would prefer if you didn't post about you working out because I think it's very fat phobic. Or I don't appreciate that you are posting that you're working out because it's triggering for me because I think I've had so many negative experiences with working out.
Okay, so you can unfollow me.
And that's what I told him, because he's like, hey, I wasn't expecting, like, he also replied publicly with their things blurred, of course, saying like, hey, I didn't realize you guys felt this way. I don't understand. Like, is this something I shouldn't post about? And I told him, I'm like, bro, you're doing it for your health. You're not doing it like, ooh, I'm fat and I need to be skinny because everyone should be skinny. You're just doing it because it's a health thing. Screw them.
Yeah. No. What is fat phobic? Can we talk about that really quick?
Yeah. Let me just pull up very quick so that I'm not speaking out my butt. Sorry. Bias or discriminatory. Bias or discriminatory behaviors targeted at individuals because of their weight.
Okay.
The fear and hatred of fat bodies. So, I mean, I personally, I have not interacted with people, but I have seen TikToks and stuff. Because I spend a lot of time on TikTok. I'm sorry I use that as a source, but like,
no, my goal is to actually like spend more time on TikTok.
But like, I've seen people talking about this kind of stuff, and it's, I don't know. It's kind of like a really a this or that situation. Like you can be one thing, but you can't be another. If you like one thing, that means therefore you hate the other thing. So I feel like when people who are very body positive to a toxic point, they see anyone who wants to lose weight as negative and kind of like, oh, I guess you hate fat people. You hate being fat. And I think that's really rude. Personally, I think I said this in the yeah, I said this in the last episode. Like, I am working out because my goal is to be an awesome badass who fights bears in the wilderness, you know? Like, I don't want to be a skinny little like early 2000s supermodel. I have no interest in that. I don't want to find like who's a celebrity I look up to. I don't know. I can't think of one. Like, I don't want to copy someone's body because I'm like, oh, I wish I look like that. It's like I have certain goals that, you know, I'd like to reach. It's not just because I'm like, oh, I don't want to be fat anymore. But a lot of people take it that way, and it's kind of interesting to me because it's usually the people who are just like, oh, I love my body. All bodies are great bodies. But then, so then how come I can't change mine?
Yeah, and you should have the right and feel comfortable speaking about changing what you want to change about it. So I think here, like, as long as we're not, I mean, like, and if you do this, it's okay, and I encourage you to change because honestly, I personally believe it's probably not healthy for your mental health, right? But, if I'm engaging like my body sucks, I hate that I'm fat, I suck because I'm fat, I'm a loser because I'm fat, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough because I'm fat, those are messages that we have to start working on and rewriting, right? To like, I want to feel better. How am I going to feel better? This is what I'm going to do to feel better. Whether it be working out, eating healthier, staying off of social media, joining social media and joining like positive spaces, you know, whatever it is, start rewriting some of that negativity in our life. But I think that's when it becomes a toxic point or bad point. Not a bad, a toxic point for people.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. And then again, I'm not saying that loving your body is wrong. It's great to love your body. But some people don't love their body and they don't want to.
Well, Leia, I kind of want to like jump but stay on topic. So, you were talking about the dark side of body positivity, and you said, like I see here, like for some, it's promoting obesity.
Yeah, I was gonna lead in that next. That is one of the biggest arguments I hear from people who are usually anti-fat people. They'll be like, oh, body positivity promotes obesity. And again, please, for the love of God, if you're listening or watching this, let me finish my paragraph. And then you may comment. Because a lot of people take this argument as fat phobic. Oh, you hate fat people. Blah, 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 blah. There are some, not everyone, and make this be clear, not every single person who is body positive and loves being bigger thinks this way. But there are some people who use it as an excuse to remain unhealthy, be unhealthy, make very unhealthy choices, and they don't care. And I mean, that also goes back to like a mental health thing where it goes past just, oh, well, I enjoy being bigger, and more of like, okay, are you depressed? Do you have an eating disorder order? Do you have body dysmorphia? 'Cause like, I don't know. It's and it's not just big people that do this. It's skinny people that do this too. And probably shouldn't say skinny people. It's all types of people that do this that use it as an excuse, like, okay, well, let me just eat like shit because, you know, it's fine, right? Body positivity.
when you refer to skinny people, are you talking about the people that struggle or might suffer from anorexia or bulimia? Because, like, they love their bodies and they want it to be thinner, but they're engaging in unhealthy activities.
That can also, that is also the other side of it. Yeah, exactly. People who choose, like, and yeah, so promoting obesity, but also being pro, you know, eating disorder. Because there are people who, like, oh, body positivity, I can do what I want with my body, so I'm just not going to eat because I have an ideal body weight that I want to get to, you know? And so it's two sides of the same exact sort of argument. Like, at what point do you start saying, okay, well, that's not healthy, dude. You can't do that. And, you know, I was talking with Patrick the other day. Oh, sorry. I'm kind of going a little bit off that topic. But I was talking to Patrick the other day that we were doing this episode, and I was kind of, like, working through what I wanted to, like, portray. And he brought up a great topic. He goes, what about those people that, like, feed their significant others because they're sexually attracted to large people? I was like, that is an amazing point, because that's like a lot of, oh, so have you watched My 600 Pound Life?
No.
Okay. So I love that show. Psychologically, not because I'm like, ooh, let me go watch people be in pain. I just think it's just fascinating, and I like to hear their stories of, you know, how they're working through this. But there have been a few partners who are just like, well, I don't want you to get skinny. And the person's like, well, I'm not trying to get skinny. I'm trying to lose weight because I'm literally dying. Like, I can't walk. I can't bathe myself. You have to do it. And they're like, well, I like taking care of you. I want you to remain this way. And they're just, and it's just kind of like, well, do you love this person or do you only see them as a sexual object? Because you kind of looks like you just want to keep them big because you're sexually attracted to them. Which, again, I don't care what y'all are into. If you like big people, sure, I don't care.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things going on there, right? So there's, for some, there's definitely a sexual aspect where they find this attractive. Right?
And that's fine. Which is fine. Yeah. Like, really do fine. You, man.
Well, I think more on, like, they have a need, or they're meeting, or they're getting their need taken care of being a caregiver. Like, if that's something that they need, like, oh, like, they have to depend on me. I need them to depend on me because that gives me some kind of worth. You know? So it's something, like, more, like, not sinister, but, like, there's more going on there than just, like, oh, they're sexy. It's they're probably meeting a lot of different needs of that individual.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what we were saying. It's just kind of like, a few of the people on that show have literally said, like, I won't like you if you are thinner than this. I want to keep giving you food. I want you to get bigger because I'm sexually attracted to you. And at that point, you're just like, do you actually love this person that you said you love? Or are they just a sexual object? Which is a whole other topic of, like, objectifying people. And I'm not saying that body positivity is promoting that, but I think some people are using it as an excuse. So, people out there, please don't get mad at me, because there's a lot of people who get in trouble for saying stuff like that. But I'm just trying to point out some darker sides of it, and it's not very, like, lovey-dovey and, like, pro-everything, because it can lead to some other toxic habits. So just, like, did you have anything you wanted to add? Or I'm going to wrap up this section and then we'll take a break.
No. Let's go ahead and wrap up this section. Okay. I'm good.
So again, I'm not saying that loving your body is wrong, but some people don't want to. Body positivity can turn into toxic positivity when people start to give others crap for not feeling the same way that they do, or when they ignore their health for a look, or they ignore their mental health just because, like, they're using it as an excuse. Mental health meaning like body dysmorphia, depression, eating disorders. So I mean, if y'all are body positive, that's great.
Right.
I hope you're using it in a good way. I hope you're using it in a healthy way. But for me personally, I don't agree with it. I think there are better ways. And I want to bring those to light after our break.
All right. Today is, well, not today, but we're celebrating.
This week.
We're celebrating Leia's birthday, and I found this activity. So this activity is more about me, but Leia knows all the answers.
All
so, so we're going to see how this goes.
All right.
So who knows the birthday girl best? So let's see how well you know the birthday girl. Fill in the blanks below with your best guess. So what is her middle name? It is Kiolani, right?
Kiolani.
Okay, I'm just not pronouncing it right. I got that. Her constellation. Holy crap. She was born February 28th. I actually don't know what constellation's up at that point.
Is a constellation a zodiac too? I think that would work. Zodiac. Because who knows anyone's freaking constellation? Just going to say.
I mean, like, I don't know what you are. Are you a Pisces?
Yes.
Oh, cool. She's a Pisces. Ha! All right. Biggest fear. I'm going to say drowning, but I'm not 100% sure.
Drowning? No.
No? What's your biggest fear?
Failure.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Or losing my family. Those definitely go hand in hand.
Okay, all right. Leia has an amazing eye color. It's like a hazel. It's like a hazel, but like they can be green sometimes, they can be brown sometimes, they can be blue sometimes, but it's really cool. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Leia lives in her dream vacation at Hawaii. So, am I wrong or no?
You're half right. Honestly, my dream vacation would be anywhere with Patrick.
Okay. What a lucky dude. Holy crap. I don't know Leia's favorite color. I want to say it's like blue, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. It changes. Blue, green, black.
Okay. Oh, okay. I knew it. All right. I don't know this anymore. I would say it would be a Green Day song or Miley Cyrus song, but I actually don't know what her favorite song is.
I don't have one anymore.
Yeah, I kind of give up favorite songs.
Yeah, like after a while, I was just like, this list is getting too much. So now I just listen to music and I go, "Ooh, I love that song."
There's too many to love.
There is. So I'll give you a pass on that one. That's okay.
All right. So celebrities used to be Miley Cyrus, used to be Green Day. Were you an Avril Lavigne fan? Not as big.
Diehard Avril Lavigne.
Okay, fan. Avril Lavigne. All right, but I don't know who she listens to today or likes today. Like.
Man, I'm not really obsessed with anyone anymore. I don't do that anymore, you know? Like,
she's a fangirl.
I did. Like,
so hard.
I think once social media became a thing, it was less like, ooh, I need to look up every little juicy detail about these people that I love, and more of just like, okay, now I follow them on Instagram and I see their updates.
So I think Leia's least favorite school subject is math. Right?
It was the one I struggled with, but I kind of liked it.
Okay.
Is PE a school subject? Because I hated that shit.
about body positivity.
Don't force me to run a mile.
I don't know what her favorite subject was. Was it choir?
All the music and drama stuff, yeah. Choir, handbells, drama. Yeah, those were all my favorite.
All right. Leia's picky, but not picky. So I know sushi's like one of her favorite foods, but she likes a lot of different foods. So
I do. But sushi is definitely in like the top five. I'd probably say my favorite food is rice.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
Sushi is like mostly rice, so it counts. Leia, mm-hmm.
Alfred doesn't like sushi.
Aww.
I know. But I'm like, it doesn't matter.
But I mean, he likes rice.
Yeah, I was like, you can eat teriyaki when we go.
Yeah, there you go. Same with Patrick. He doesn't like sushi, so he just gets everything else. I'm like, that's fine.
All right. Circle the answer that best describes birthday girl's personality. Dog.
Yeah. Dogs or cats? Dogs, for sure.
Morning or night? Night.
Yes.
City or country? I'm going to say country.
Hell yeah. Screw the city. It's gross.
Movies or books? When she was younger, I want to say it was books.
Yeah. But now it would have to be movies.
Okay. Cool. Mermaids or unicorns? I'm hoping it's mermaids, because that's what I prefer, mermaids over unicorns.
Yeah. But, like, sirens? So, like, the creepy ones, not the, like, ah.
Okay, I like the ah ones. Summer or winter? Winter? Like, I know you don't like to be too hot, but...
Neither?
I feel like you enjoy summer, too. So I don't know.
I do. I'm a spring person or a fall person. I'm not a summer or winter person.
Singing or dancing? That's hard, because I know Leia enjoys singing, but I think she likes to dance, too.
Which is it?
I'm going to say both.
Singing.
Is it singing? Okay.
I mean, I do like dancing, but yeah, I'd sing before I'd dance.
Manny or Petty? I would say Petty.
Yeah, I'd rather do my own manicures. I don't trust people to do them right.
Hot or cold?
Hot or cold what, though?
Like weather, I'm thinking. Oh. I would say cold. I don't think you like to be hot.
But then you don't like to be cold either. I don't like being cold, but I'd rather be cold than hot.
Yeah. Pizza or tacos? How dare you? That's what Leia's saying. I will not choose between the two. Right, Leia, or no?
No.
Really? Okay, then I'm going to say pizza.
No.
Oh, it is tacos?
Tacos by I knew a that you, landslide. Like,
I thought you love pizza a lot, too, though.
I can't eat pizza.
Since when?
Since, like, forever. I eat it. I get very sick. But, yeah, if they're just like, you want pizza or tacos? I'm like, tacos. Give me the tacos.
So, would you say I got, like, 18 out of 20?
Let's see.
I'm going to say I got, like, 17 or 18 out of 20.
Okay, we're dropping song and celebrity because they don't count. One, two, I'd say you got like maybe, I think you got about like three wrong.
Yeah.
Give you a few half points here and there. But yeah, that's a pretty good score. Good job.
All right. Well, we'll probably post this on our page and you can use it for whatever you need. And we hope you enjoy doing this activity with us. Let's get back to our topic.
All right. And we're back.
Guess who's back?
Back again. All right. Okay. So we talked about body positivity. And I said that when we came back, I would introduce you to a new concept that I personally think is a little better than body positivity. It's called body neutrality. Have you heard of it, Lamont?
So I did kind of mention it in our last episode.
Mm-hmm, you did.
But I'm not sure if it's the same concept.
Okay. Okay. Here are some definitions that I found. Shoot, I didn't write down where I found them.
It's okay.
Google it. It'll probably pop up. So at its core, body neutrality is the idea that you can exist without having to think too much about your body one way or another, positive or negative. You exist as a person. You're worthy of respect no matter what your body looks like, no matter your capabilities, etc. And some days you're going to feel good about it. Some days you're not going to feel good about it. Some days you're not even going to remember it. So it's a focus on what your body can do right now rather than fixating on what needs to change. So just kind of like sum all that up, body neutrality is saying to yourself, I have a body. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess it's kind of like what I talked about in the last mm-hmm. episode, right? Where, like one of my trigger point moments for me is my stomach. Like I think mm-hmm. that's where majority of my weight is. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'll think, man, I'm fat. Man, mm-hmm. I'm gross. Man, like, I just wish I can lose my belly or my fat, right? And so I'm just being negative, right? And so the concept or the idea would be like, that's a stomach. Mm-hmm. That's a human stomach.
Exactly. Yep. That's the basic point of it. Because, like I had said in the last episode and a few episodes before that, is a person is multifaceted. What you see in the mirror is just one aspect of who you are. And like Renita said in the last one, your weight shouldn't define you. Like, it isn't who you are. A big person, a skinny person, a tall person, a short person, that's just a descriptive word.
Right.
It's just kind of like what I look like. Not a big deal. And that's why I like it. Like, I feel like a lot of the other movements, including body positivity, hyperfixates on what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's not the only thing that leads to negative self-thought and like mental health issues or mental health triggers, but it's a big one.
So say like I'm practicing body neutrality, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'm like, okay, like that's just what my chest looks like, or mm-hmm. maybe that's just what my thighs look like. Those are thighs. Mm-hmm. Those are human thighs. That's what they are.
Yeah.
And I still get negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
How can I deal with that? Or what is something I can start doing to like try to like stay in that neutral headspace?
I am gonna go over ways that you can practice it, but in that case, I think we also touched on a lot of stuff in the last episode. But it's kind of like recognizing that you're going to have good days and bad days and accepting it. And also maybe thinking like, yeah, I have thighs. They help me walk. They help me sit. They move me. They help me pick up that box earlier. And they work. I mean, that's granted. You have thighs that work.
If not, we hope you have something that works.
Sorry.
No, because there are some people that get replacements or parts.
But our example was like very you centric. I know your thighs work. I've seen you walk.
Why are you watching me walk? Does Patrick know you watch me walk? No, I'm just joking.
I watch everything. But yeah, so like reframing it, and I mean, it's not going to be perfect. Like, you got to give it time. Like, I'm speaking here like, oh, I know exactly what it is. I practice it every day. I cannot tell you how many days out of the week I look in the mirror and go, wow, I don't like that.
So it's, like, it's going to be constant work. Mm-hmm. Constant
and it
reminder.
Always is.
I think one of the best things you can do is like as soon as that thought comes, you're like, man, that was my immediate thought, and then a mindful response or thought like, no,
mm-hmm.
That's not okay thinking for me,
mm-hmm.
and then go into that like, it's the stomach, it's breast, it's thighs, it's arms, it's legs, or try to go into that neutral mind frame. Mm-hmm.
It's almost like disconnecting, like looking at yourself from an outside perspective. Because this is something very fascinating and not really what we're talking about. But so I take a lot of photos of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take a photo of a person. I think it looks great. I think they look how they look, you know, and I show it to them and they go, oh my gosh, look at my whatever. Right. Look at my chin. Look at my hair. Look at my eye. And so it's interesting when you look at someone, it's a lot easier to accept that's what they look like as a whole entire person.
Right.
But then when they look at it, they're seeing all the things that they don't like. So when I have to edit photos, I get really mixed reviews because there are some people who are like, well, how come you didn't take all my wrinkles out? Or how come you didn't take that blemish off my cheek? Where for me, I just want to make this picture look like you. Like, unless you're going to pay me like $500 to make this a like photo immaculate. I'm just going to make this look like you by taking off that like piece of dust that's on your shirt or like that stray hair that's over there or this weird little shadow you have from the light being not perfectly straight, you know?
Right.
But so kind of like thinking like that almost. Like, when I have really bad days like that, I'll do that too. I'll be like, okay, well, that's her over there in the mirror. That's Leia.
Yeah, that's Leia.
That's what she looks like. We're working on it, but that's what she looks like. Not a big deal. And, yeah, it's not that easy. It's easier said than done.
So, yeah, I don't know, like, I have a confession. Like, when I take pictures, I think I take pictures that look great of me, right? But I'm also taking pictures from, like, my chest.
I noticed. I edit a lot of them.
When other people take pictures of me, I'm like, wow, how do I look so, like, unattractive? I'm like, I feel like they do it on purpose. Like, they capture just the unattractiveness of, like, my body. But I need to start being more neutral.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Also, some of these cameras are whack, all right? I'm just going to say, Patrick's mom's camera does this weird thing on the edge of the photo where it stretches. And I know it stretches because I've seen her take a photo where no one's at the edges, right? And then she'll crop it and everyone looks normal. But then she'll take another one where she zooms in or she walks closer. And, like, the person on the outside, their arm is, like, double the width. And so I didn't realize that that was the camera. And, like, sometimes I would look at pictures that she would take of me and Patrick. I'd be like, holy crap. Why arm looks like that? And then I'd look in the mirror. I'm like, but does it? And then I realized it was her camera. So, like, be careful of these camera guys. They're out to get you. The cell phones. The robots. Oh,
yeah. Some of these cell phones are really good though. Like, I had to upgrade, like, because my cell phone broke to the Ultra, like, S21.
Mm-hmm.
So
but yeah, so like separating yourself from that, I want to backtrack a little bit and talk about the difference between body positivity and body neutrality.
Okay, let's do that.
Because they kind of like have the same idea, right?
Okay.
Like, a person has a body and it should be a body and it's okay.
Body positivity is more to like celebrate the body, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Neutrality would be like, you're not really celebrating, but you're recognizing that it's there.
Yeah.
It's a recognition. Like, this is here. And yeah. It's okay.
So the body positivity encourages you to love and feel good about your body no matter what. And it's just like, oh, everyone's beautiful. But, you know, not everyone believes that. Not everyone thinks that about themselves. And body neutrality is kind of like everyone exists. Your body doesn't dictate your worth or your ability or your importance. Your body is just you or vessel, essentially. Leaning a little, like, spiritual there with the whole, like, body vessel thing. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just there. It doesn't dictate anything. So that's the difference. And it's a fairly new concept. Like, probably not, but it's a fairly, like, newly defined, solidified concept. But yeah.
Would you say it's, like, a new, like, social media buzz?
Maybe. Or
new trending, like, topic?
Possibly. I mean, I feel like there are a lot of people who just think like this in general, and bless them. Wish I could. but, like, as a working towards it. But like as a defined, solid, like this is a thing. It's fairly new, like within the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I would say, I was gonna say 2 or 3.
But yeah. So I'm gonna read something from Healthline, of where it kind of like started. So the movement itself emerged from the margins of the body positivity movement. And it's a response to a few key concerns about the body positivity movement. Point one, conventionally attractive, white passing, non-disabled people began to take over the concept of body positivity, pushing people of color, people with larger bodies, and people with disabilities to the fringes. Point two, people began to point out that body positivity still emphasizes physical appearance as a component of self-worth. And point three, experts along with people who found it difficult to veer sharply from body hate to body love began to outline some potential negative effects of body positivity, which we discussed earlier. So that's kind of like why they're related, because it's kind of like it's an offshooting of it. Like, where they took some parts that people weren't happy with about body positivity, and they are trying to fix it. so that's how they're related.
All right.
Let me see. I mean, I guess we can move on how to be more body neutral.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So, we started talking about it earlier. Acknowledging and reframing negative thoughts about yourself, stepping back, taking a look at, like, you know, kind of disconnecting from that whole, like, oh, my body is, like, what creates my worth. Another way is recognizing things that you like and don't like. What foods make you feel good? What foods don't make you feel good? What do you like to do to move? Because it's important to move. What activities make you happy and comfortable? Eating, or I think we talked about this in the eating episode we did a few months ago. But eating and working out, not because you have to, quote unquote, but because you enjoy it and you want to maintain your health.
Right.
Let me emphasize, health, not weight. Health. which we also talked about last episode, you know, checking in with your doctor, making sure everything's run good. Right. Also maybe wearing clothes that feel comfortable, even if, you know, they may not be society's expectations of what is, you know, in fashion. But like right now I'm wearing PJ pants and I'm probably gonna wear these the rest of the damn day.
Right now I'm wearing sweats.
I feel
joggers.
Exactly. Like, I'm comfortable. I don't care. I mean, I'd show you guys, but I don't feel like standing up right now. But it's what I like. It's what I'm going to wear today. I've made that decision. I don't care. Also, being mindful of the choices you make, and listening to what it needs. So, like, if you're hungry, eat. If you're tired, sleep. I should repeat that one to myself. If you're tired, sleep.
Yes, Leia.
Sleep.
You need to repeat that to yourself often.
I'm going to get it tattooed on my arm. If you're tired, sleep. if you're feeling stiff, stretch it out. Go take a walk. Making good choices for yourself. In your food intake, your drugs, over or under exercising. I meant to put that the other way. Under or over exercising, because over exercising is a thing. which we also talked about in that
eating
episode, because that's a thing, and not allowing yourself enjoying things that might be unhealthy occasionally, because like if you're craving something, might as well just kind of have a little bit. You know,
yeah, a little bit, like not
yeah
the
yeah
whole...
yeah
and that I think that's what one of our guests was saying, like mm-hmm.
and that's like mindful and intuitive choices that you need to make.
That's a little hard though.
it is. I've been trying actually ever since that episode, I've been trying a lot. Sometimes I take it too far and I have to step back and be like, okay, well, we probably didn't need to eat a large fry. We could have got a small fry and been perfectly satiated, but no, we stuffed the whole thing down our face.
I think that's going to be one of my goals, is like smaller portion eating, because mm-hmm. I do feel like my portions are hefty and big. I like to eat. Like mm-hmm. It brings me pleasure, right? Mm-hmm. So I can still get pleasure and not eat so much. Mm-hmm. And that might help me meet some of my goals for myself. So Leah, I was actually sitting there like, okay, Leah, I don't want a big belly anymore. Like that's just one something I don't want for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like doing crunches. Crunches and like abdominal exercises don't bring me joy. They just don't. So I avoid them like the plague. I'm talking myself into doing them because I know like it'll help me get the results that I want.
Mm-hmm.
But another way to get the results that I want is maybe not eating so much, you know? And again, like I shouldn't say shit either. If my goal is to be healthy, I need to look at things that I'm overdoing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of the things I can be honest is like, hey, I eat a little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to like make that smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Except for when I go to sushi. Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
Of course not. Not when you're paying that much.
Well, it's like $25.
It's all you can eat. I'm eating it all. But I think these things do play into like being mindful of the choices that you make. Like you're saying to yourself, like, okay, I need that much food to be satiated? Probably not. I can cut back. If I'm spending $30 on sushi every once in a while, I'm gonna overeat because it's money.
Yeah, it probably is $30 now because of like inflation and stuff.
Probably. But yeah, so like I'm not gonna go overeat all you can eat sushi like every day. Like a special occasion every once in a while. I mean, honestly, if I could.
That would be nice.
I know it really would.
Okay, we probably would get tired of it after a while.
Wait.
Probably. Know. Probably. I'm thinking no, but like the reality is when you get too much of one thing, like you're tired of it, like eventually. Yeah.
But
it might be a long eventually. It might be a couple of years eventually. But you do get
exactly.
tired.
Exactly. So as you can see, we have a little work to do as well. But it's being aware of that these things are gonna happen and it's okay occasionally. Not a big deal. But actually, going back to what you're saying about the ab exercises, I can show you some. We'll talk off camera. I was actually going to make a video about it.
Cool.
Like on my personal channel. But yeah. Also, going back to body neutrality, just let's drop body talk from our conversations. Like, I feel people are like hyper fixating on like the way people look. And yeah. I mean, this even goes to like celebrities, like who wore it better situations. Like I like those in magazines. I really do. But they do bring up well, she doesn't have as full breasts, so it doesn't look as good as her. Or he's kind of short, so that outfit doesn't look as good as him.
All right. That's something I think I'm going to commit to. Is drop a body talk from conversation.
Like when it's very unnecessary. An example that I pulled from, I think it was also Healthline, is instead of berating yourself when your jeans feel a little tight, you might simply choose a pair of pants that feel comfortable. And I've been trying that.
I think I've been doing that.
That one's really hard, though, because, you know, you put on something that you expect to fit and it's a little tight. And you're like, oh, crap, what happened? When in reality, you know, naturally your body bloats occasionally. You might have eaten something. Maybe you're a little bloated. Maybe you didn't drink enough water, so your body's holding on to some water that day. Or maybe it shrunk in the wash, because that actually does happen. But yeah, so dropping those types of things can also help in being a little more body neutral. And I guess the last thing would be just to give it time.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not like a next day thing. I've been doing this for a few months now, and it's still kind of like I have my bad days where I'm just going to cover all the mirrors. But yeah. Bodies are bodies, they exist. I guess that was my point today.
Yeah.
It was very, very long-winded way of saying that, but that's all I have to say. I'm done now.
it gives me a lot to think about, and I am all about body positivity. I have a blog about it, right? Mm-hmm. Where I celebrate the bodies of bigger people.
Yeah.
And I think it's needed for some people. But I think for myself, now that you brought up this conversation, is I think I do want to move more into the neutral, like, mm-hmm. aspect.
I think celebrating different body types isn't not body neutral. I think that is kind of like its own thing. It's a celebration of diversity.
Okay.
I think that, because I think you can appreciate bodies and their form and what they look like and what they do for us without obsessing over the good or the bad or what's necessary, what needs to change. Because, I mean, I look at, like, attractive people and go, wow, I like the way they look. But right. I'm not going to be like, but, I mean, they could be a little taller, they could be a little thinner, they could be blonder, they could be darker, you know. I think that's when it starts to be a little like, okay, chill.
And I do appreciate different bodies and stuff. I struggle, there are some bodies that I'm not comfortable with. No, I should take that back. There are some bodies that I don't feel attracted to.
That's okay. That's preference.
And that's okay. Other people are totally attracted to those kinds of bodies. I'm like, hey, like, please be attracted to those bodies, because they need validation too. I'm not going to devaluate them and say, oh, like, you're ugly or you're fat or whatever. I'm just going to be like, if they ask me, like, hey, mm-hmm. do you want, like, no, thank you. And if they ask why, it's like, I'm not attracted.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I really don't think body neutrality is saying, oh, well, I'm just gonna, you know, cover my face when it comes to bodies from now on. I think it's just stepping away from obsessing over it all the time. And I don't think that doesn't allow you to appreciate things and celebrate things.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for listening or watching. I know this one was a little long and very, very talky.
Like, Leia's not used to doing most of the talking. That's what it is.
I'm not, but you know, I had a lot to say today.
And I love it.
I had some points to make. Also, I may have misread the schedule and thought that body positivity and body neutrality were going to be two different episodes, so I may have prepped way more than I needed to.
Is that what happened?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay.
Oops. You got a 2-for-1.
Interesting.
All right. Let us know what you guys think. Again, I am not fat phobic. I'm not fat shaming anyone. I'm also not, if you want to be body positive, you do you, boo.
Body positive,
you do you. I appreciate you. But let me know what you guys think down in the comments. Also, what do you guys want to hear about next?
Yeah, Yeah. Please interact with us. Please engage.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, we're excited for this new season. I also wanted to point out that I think this was our 50th episode.
Yeah.
Which I guess 50 is a good number. Yeah, we got a lot planned for this year, and we are looking forward to everyone's contributions. Okay, bye.
Bye, guys. Today's life lesson is learning to accept. When you accept the reality of who you are and your current circumstances, you free up space to focus on what you want to attract in your life. We can't change the past. However, we can choose to take full ownership over the present moments. Once you start implementing this practice, you will see how your life starts to change. And that is today's life lesson. This has been the Lamont and Leia podcast,
created by Lamont Damon and Leia Nakahiki.
This episode topic was brought to light by Leia Nakahiki.
And this episode was edited by Leia Nakahiki.
Let us know what you thought of our show, or give us some topic suggestions by sending us a message on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube.
You can also watch our show. We post every episode to both Facebook and YouTube. A link can be found in the show description.
As always, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening and supporting, which, by the way, if you click the link in our show description, you can send us some support. Money support. Thanks.